y'all. I'm Tina.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is Queen Bees. If you are new here, welcome and thank you for listening today. If you are returning, thank you. Whether you are on your drive, cleaning, or in your comfy spot with a glass of wine or cocktail, we are so pleased you are here. Be sure to like and subscribe. That way you will be notified the moment an episode drops. Before we get into today's episode, we want to share a bit of business. Our merch is now available at teesprings.com, queen-bs. We also have listener support available on our Anchor webpage. If you are unable to purchase or donate anything, that's okay. You can still help out by liking, subscribing, and rating. Every little bit helps so we can keep creating new content every week. Our goal here is to get you 3 episodes a week. In order to do that, we need your help. Email us at queenbeespodcast@gmail.com with your own experiences and questions that we can share on future episodes. I've also decided to put all of our sponsorships right in the middle of each episode. That way, you get the most out of everything that we can bring to you. All right, well, we got a few listener questions, so we're going to answer those. One of them was, why did you start this podcast? So I'll start off. I've been listening to podcasts now for a little over 2 years, and I found it extremely helpful with lots of things. My own confidence, like listening to the self-help ones, helped me with my finances. I've listened to ones on building your own business from the bottom up. I also listened to true crime, which those are my favorite. And I've been thinking, like, I have all this shit in my head that I've gone through over the last 30-some years that could help someone else out. But I didn't want to do it by myself, so I called up my sister one day and was like, would you be interested in doing a podcast with me? And she's like, yeah, I don't really know what it is, but yeah, I'm so in.
And she's totally right. Got into it because it was something she was really into, and it was a good reason and excuse for us to get together on a regular basis and record these podcasts, have a glass of wine, hang out. We do talk a little shit beforehand, after, you know, the usual sister crap, but I mainly just did it for the sister time, or I'm doing it for the sister time, I guess I should say.
Right. We're not looking to, like, become billionaires off this. We're honestly looking to help other people. And a few of the things that we'll be covering that I have gone through personally is marriage, raising kids, pregnancies, miscarriage. I left an abusive relationship that I was in for, was it 6-7 years?
Something like that.
I had severe PTSD from that abusive relationship for several years afterwards. I have anxiety and depression, and probably a lot more. I've got like a list of 50 some things
right
that I can talk about already, and every day something new pops into my head, like, oh, that happened, you can talk about that. And then I send it over to Lisa and I'm like, let's do one on this. And she's like, okay. And then pulls some stuff from her own personal life.
Yeah. And I've been through a lot of similar things. You know, obviously marriage and children, pregnancies, all those moments in life. And I feel that I've lived, you know, my almost 33 years on this earth, to the fullest that I feel that I can, you know. And we've had our financial issues, we've had our hiccups in our marriage, we've had, you know, family issues, whether it's my parents or his parents and things like that. And
or even us two fighting when we fought several years back. We got into a huge riff and we did not talk to each other unless we absolutely had to for a year. You built a house.
Right.
I bought a house. So we can talk about buying and building a house, the advantages and disadvantages. I mean, there's lots of things that we've been through. I know that we're young to some and old to others, but that doesn't negate our experiences and being able to help others that either haven't been through or are struggling through some things to give them some different ideas too. Especially like another one would be both of us moved 280 miles away from where we grew up and had no friends when we moved here. My best friend still lives 280 miles away, and I text and talk to her on a regular basis, and we make trips to see each other because I don't have a best friend where I live. And that was another huge thing for us, trying to find friends in this area, because it still felt like there was cliques. And I'm sorry, but I graduated high school a long fucking time ago, and I'm not looking to be in a clique. I want a real friend.
Right.
Another thing someone had asked is, this the only thing that you do? No, this is not the only thing that we do. I have a full-time job. I work in the waste industry, which is like trash and recycling.
And I have a full-time job in the accounting department with a company that sells AEDs. And anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's an automated external defibrillator. And we can talk about that in another session because I could go on for hours about my job. But I do that full-time. And then obviously we still have all the responsibilities of having a home and a husband and children and all of those things. So no, this is not the only thing we do. I would say this is more for fun and to, like she said before, to share with people our experiences, and hopefully, you know, people can learn from our mistakes and learn from the good things that we've done in our life that worked out, and
from the bad things.
Yeah.
I also raise chickens and ducks. We would like to add some goats and pigs, but we just don't have time for that right now.
And I do not have any of those things, and I do not want any of those things. My sister is crazy. And
the eggs are delicious, though.
The eggs are very good. However, with that being said, I have personal pets at home, cats and a dog, and I am very big into the foster rescue. So I do, on a regular basis, foster dogs that were either on a euthanization list or picked up off the streets or dumped, things like that. And we'll talk about that in another episode as well. But that's kind of my crazy thing that I do. I bring random stray dogs into my home and help rehabilitate them. And sometimes they're wonderful puppies, so it's
not
easy.
Not a whole lot of work. Right. And other times they're severely abused and need a lot of rehabilitation and love.
Right. So it's fun. I get a lot of puppy snuggles, some doggy snuggles. Sometimes I have to clean up shit. That kind of sucks. But it's worth it when you find them that perfect home and you see how happy those people are and how happy the dog or the puppy is with that family. So that's my reward to it.
I'm not in any charities or fundraiser things. I do participate when she has fundraisers. I just have so much going on in my own life that I don't have time to add that thing to my plate.
And if anybody wants to check out the rescue that I work with, you are welcome to do so. It's a 100% nonprofit organization that is solely volunteer-based, and that is Fetch, Foster, and Rescue. And you can find their website is fetchfosterandrescue.com.
Are they on Facebook?
They are. They do have a Facebook. Same thing, Fetch, Foster, and Rescue. They have an email if anyone needs to contact them that way for some reason or has questions. But a lot of our dogs come from Texas. Most of them are either shelter dogs that we pull off of the euthanization list, or unfortunately there's just so many dogs on the streets down there. So a lot of them are dumps, you know, people dump their dogs off at the side of the road or literally at the dump. We rescued a bunch of dogs that had been dumped at the local dump down there with the rescues that we work with down there. So, but again, we'll come back to all that in another lengthy episode.
Yes.
Full of lots of puppy snuggles and love.
Well, those were the only questions that we had gotten so far, but thank you so much for sending them in. I thoroughly enjoyed answering them. We'd love to get some more. Drop us an email with some more questions. Share your own funny or sad or crazy or true life stories that you would like us to share on here and maybe discuss a little bit.
Hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Until next time.
Thank you all for joining us today. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to share it with a friend who you think would find value in it. Also, like, rate, and subscribe on your favorite streaming app of choice. New episodes drop every Friday.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Queen Bees Podcast for sneak peeks into next week's episode. We would also love to hear your experiences and learn from them. Email us at queenbeespodcast@gmail.com with topic suggestions and listener escapades. All the links will be in the show notes.